This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, Sept 22nd. Well, cattle markets yesterday finding some stability where we've got feeders just pacing sideways in what has become a pretty narrow trading range for the front months. After getting a little bit of a jab down, we've snapped back up and now we're just pacing sideways. The November contract got done right into support, reversed off of it. For the most part, we did confirm that reversal yesterday. It wasn't with a lot of energy, but it did close higher and take out the previous day's high. And it looks like we've probably found a low on the November feeders. When you look at the front months, especially October, where the market has just gone sideways for about a week and a half, and we're seeing the bear spread still kind of hold a bit too, that would suggest we're probably going to get another push down. And they're close enough to the lows where I think that market probably will see a new low. But that should be our final little push to the downside before we get more of an extended correction. November obviously likely would follow along, but probably won't take out the low from a couple days ago. So it's kind of, trying to fine tune the market, but with so little energy coming out of this stability here, it would suggest that you're probably going to get a little bit more to the downside before all is said and done. In the cash trade, we haven't seen anything develop yet so far this week. Box beef values, however, took a pretty good hit yesterday after a couple days of being higher. Pretty much gave it all back yesterday on the choice, down 429 at 311. Select was down 274 at 278. The spread was down 155 at 33.36. Movement was 175 loads. Slaughter rate so far at 241,000 head. That is up 7,000 from last week, and it's up 1,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index was up 2 cents. We're at 153.77. So cash trade probably looks like it's going to be pretty quiet this week. Again, the feedlots have so little leverage. It's really just, if the numbers start to tighten up, then the packers would have to step forward. But at this point, it just doesn't appear that that's in the cards. They've got a lot of numbers in the feedlots. They've placed a lot of cattle coming off of Northern Plains pastures, slaughtered a lot of cows. So there's plenty of beef on the market. And it's just it's a matter of time of working through that and getting an idea of what kind of placements we had last month. And we'll get a look at that this Friday. We'll get a cattle on feed report out and see what kind of movement we had off of primarily the Northern Plains, or what had to come off early because of the drought. And we're seeing quite a bit of placement this month as well. And again, a lot of that is just coming off of pasture early. So for cattle, for feeders, it looks like we're probably going to get one more push to the downside. I don't expect it to be a big push, but the market is struggling to get anything going on the upside. And that would suggest to me that there's still some reluctance to step in and support this market. And we'll probably see the sellers kind of, well, anybody's trying to get long, probably pitch it if the market starts to look like it's going to take another push down. In the live cattle, still looking like our lows were found probably here a couple weeks ago. There too, yeah, you could come down and retest that. Kind of thought we had done that on Monday, and maybe we have. Maybe the live cattle market will hold together better than feeders. But it is kind of a bottoming type of formation. Even if you get one more push down and it takes out the lows, as long as you don't spend a lot of time down there or get real far away from those lows, then I think the market's just kind of testing. See what kind of stops are there. See what kind of weakness might show up if you get another push down. If it doesn't, if you don't get a lot of additional selling, and if the market holds, the buyers are willing to step up again at those low levels, that would suggest that these are going to turn out to be some more intermediate term type of lows, which I think we're in the process of carving out. It's just a matter of, have you already seen it, or are you going to get one more push to the downside? For feeders, I'm expecting you'll probably get one more minor push down. For live cattle, they'll probably move along with the feeders, but as far as seeing a new low from where we were a couple weeks ago, unlikely to spend a lot of time down there is my outlook on that. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.